This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. This Saturday, the public can mingle with researchers and learn about the civilization that thrived in Massac County on the banks of the Ohio River centuries ago.
There's an area where there are display tables right next to a platform that has some interpretive signs, and so visitors can read the interpretive signs that explain what the site is and what they're looking at.
That's archaeologist Dr. Paul Welch with the Anthropology Department at SIU Carbondale.
We have three events, three times during the day when one of the archaeologists who has worked at the site will lead a kind of a guided tour that takes an hour to an hour and a half, depending upon how many questions we get. We start off at the interpretive platform where you have a good view of the site overall. And we talk about the site and what we know about it and how we know about it. And then we walk over to one of the large mounds of the site and do something that otherwise you shouldn't be doing, which is we go up on top of the mound and continue the tour up on top of the mound where you have a really quite nice view of the site. We're up about 30 feet above the surrounding ground surface, and it was a really good view of the site, and we can talk in more detail about some of the archaeology that we've done and what it tells us about the people who lived at that site.
Paint a picture with words. Where is this site, and what does it look like?
The site is on the floodplain of the Ohio River, just across the river from Paducah, Kentucky. It is a little bit upriver from Paducah. It's about halfway between the mouth of the Cumberland River and the Tennessee River when they come into the Ohio. It's on the north side of the river, of course, in the state of Illinois. That stretch of the floodplain of the Ohio is called the Black Bottom. Not entirely clear historically how it came to have that name. There have been a couple suggestions. One is that it has to do with the rich, fertile, black soil of some of the bottom lands. The site itself dates to the time period between about AD 1050 or 1100 up until the early 1400s. And Wow. Then it is abandoned for reasons we do not understand. But that time period, early 1400s, there's a large stretch of very fertile river valley from basically from St. Louis down to the Missouri Boot Heel and up the Ohio to about almost the mouth of the Wabash that is abandoned all at that same time. Wow. We don't know why people left.
Wow. Were there teepees there at that time?
We do know we know a fair amount about the buildings at the site from several different sources of information. First of all, just to give you an idea of the scale of this site, it's a mile long from the mound at the eastern end to the mound at the western end. This entire stretch was enclosed at one point within a wooden palisade line. It has over 30 earthen mounds and platforms. Some of them fairly small and inconspicuous, but others very large and prominent, easily visible. We also know that there were well over 1,000 houses at the site, not necessarily all occupied at the same time, because remember the site's occupied for 300 years.
Right.
But one of our sources of information, we have two main sources of information about the site. One of them is excavations by archaeologists, which are, given the scale of the site, the excavations are just a very tiny fraction of what's out there. But we have much more extensive information from the use of geophysical survey instruments, particularly an instrument known as a magnetometer, that measures minute variation in the strength of the Earth's magnetic field. We carry this instrument across the site on grid lines so that we know where the instrument is at any particular moment. And the instrument records at that specific location what the strength of the Earth's magnetic field is. as you carry the instrument along, you get a series of readings. And if the instrument is over something that is in the ground that is magnetically different from the surrounding soil, the instrument records that.
Dr. Brian Butler, retired archaeology professor at SIUC, who also used to head up the Center for Archaeological Investigations, points out that even though the site is off the beaten path, thanks to the work of the state and many hardworking volunteers, Kincaid Mounds is now a lot easier to get to.
Well, this is an annual event in October. This year it's on Saturday, October the 26th, roughly from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the site, which is down in the bottomlands east of Brookport, although it's very easy to find. There are signs now. There didn't used to be signage, but there are signs. And if you go into your Google Maps or equivalent software and enter Kincaid Mounds, it will find it for you. It will show up, and it's actually not hard to find. You can go to there's a web page, and just enter Kincaid Mounds as one word. That will also help. As we've said before, this is an annual event where the organization that I'm here representing today, the Kincaid Mounds Support Organization, or KMSO, opens the site up to public. We have artifact displays. I think there's some kitty games, and there are three kind of walking tours we do at 10, noon, and 2. Which involve archaeologists familiar with the site, talking about the site there at the interpretive platform. And then we take a walking tour up on top of the biggest mound there. MX-8 is what we call it, where the old Kincaid house once stood. And that top of that mound gives a very nice overview of the site, and we talk about it more up there. And the mound has been mowed, and the trail and everything up there is mowed, but we would suggest walking shoes and not sandals or flip-flops. But anyway, with the exact order of the tours hasn't been determined, but I'll be giving one of them, and Dr. Paul Welch from the Anthropology Department will be doing another. And then the third will be given by Dr. Corin Purcell, who's one of our recent PhDs from SIU and has spent a lot of time working at the site. And he currently lives up in St. Louis, but he'll be coming down and leading one of the tours.
That was retired archaeology professor at SIUC, Dr. Brian Butler, and before that, Dr. Paul Welch, archaeology professor, also at SIUC. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.